Hilchas Geneva, the laws of theft, chapter 5. This chapter contains 12 halachas. The subject matter of this chapter is a case where someone has stolen something and he has sold the stolen merchandise. In what case do the original owners have to claim it from the thief? And in what case does the purchaser have to claim from the thief to make good? Halacha Aleph, also liknois min haganef. It is forbidden to purchase anything from a thief. That purchase from the thief, achefet shagonav. The stolen article may not be bought from him. V'oven godelhu, and this is a great sin. Shehare marzik yedei oivrei aveira, because he is supporting and encouraging sinners. V'goidim loy lignoiv, and he is the cause of the stealing, gnevis acheres, and he causes him to steal further. Shem yimtza lekeach ene goinev, because if a thief cannot find buyers for his stolen goods, he will not steal. V'alzen ne'amar, concerning this, the posuk says, it's a posuk in Mishlei, choylek im ganav, one who divides the stolen articles with the thief, soinei nafshei, he hates his own soul. That is why, because he is committing a grave sin and will be punished for it. Halocha beis, hagoinev umochar, if one steals something and he sells it, and this is talking about selling in a public marketplace, v'loinis yoshu habailim, and at the time he sold it, the original owners had not despaired of recovering the article. Therefore, the article that the thief is selling still belongs to the original owners. Thereafter, the thief has identified that this is the thief and this article that he sold was stolen. Ubo edim shezeh hachefetz shemachrei ployni yehug gonvoy mitbifoneinu. That is, witnesses come and testify that this article, which this person sold, he himself stole it while we were present. Choyzer hachefetz lebailov, the article is returned to its original owner. However, the purchaser here is not stuck and required to claim from the thief. Habailim noisnim lalekeach domim, the original owners repay the purchaser. The purchaser does not lose anything. They repay him domim sheshokal, the money that he had paid to the thief, laganov, the money he paid to the thief, mipnei takonas hashuk. The reason that the law is such is that this is a decree was made in order to enable marketplaces to exist. If they did not make such a decree, nobody would ever purchase anything in the marketplace, because he would always be afraid, maybe this is a stolen goods, they're going to come and take it back from me, and then I'll be stuck with having to claim the money from some thief. Therefore, they said that in such cases, since he bought it in the marketplace in good faith, he is to be repaid by the original owner when he returns the article to the original owner, and the original owner will then have to claim from the thief. The original owners now have to take the thief to court and claim the money back from him. This is a case where the purchaser bought it in good faith. The imganav mefursam, who, if however, he is a famous thief, is a thief that everyone knows to be a thief, like also by takana sashuk. In this case, the sages have not applied this decree to him, and they have not given him this decree because of to allow the marketplace to operate. The owners take back their article and they do not have to give the purchaser anything. It is the obligation of, now the responsibility of, the purchaser to take the thief to court. Umoitzi mimenu domim sheshokaloi, and he will have to claim and receive from the thief the money that he had paid him. Halacha gimel, this yoshu habayla min hagneva. If, however, the original owners have despaired of recovering the stolen article, regardless of whether they first despaired and then the thief sold it to the purchaser, or if they the original owners despaired of recovering it after the thief had sold it, in either case, the purchaser has taken possession of it and it becomes his, since the original owners have despaired of recovering it, and it has changed hands, now it no longer is in the possession of the thief. And in such a case, the purchaser does not have to return the stolen article to the owner. However, if he purchased it from a known thief, he has to return the money to the original owners, but he does not have to return the article. Or if he bought it in good faith, then he need not return anything, neither the article nor the money, to the original owner, because of this decree that they made in order to allow the marketplace to operate. If the thief who sold it to him was not a known thief. Halacha dalet, bizman shalikeach oisadin im baal habayis, at the time that the purchaser has his court case together with the original owner, im, that is, in the ordinary case where we have the decree that allows the marketplace to operate, and the purchaser here is claiming payment from the original owner, and there are no witnesses to how much he paid when he purchased the article, then the purchaser, the businessman here, has to swear while holding a Sefer Torah or Tefillin, he has to swear b'kamalokach for how much he had purchased the article, v'noitel min abaylim, and he takes that amount from the owner, v'chol hanishba v'noitel, in all cases where someone swears and is able, because of his oath, to collect money, shvuasei midivreihem. This oath is always by rabbinical decree. The Torah only places oaths on people to free them from paying money, but not, there is no swearing in the Torah that enables one to collect money. So this is by rabbinical decree, and nevertheless, v'nishba b'nikitas chepetz, he has to swear while holding a Sefer Torah or Tefillin, k'moy sheyizbar b'mekoymai, as will be learned in detail in the appropriate place, in Hilchas Toyin v'nitan. Halocha hei, bisman shalakeach oisedin im haganov, when the purchaser has his court case together with the thief, that is in the case where the thief was a known thief, and therefore the owners do not have to pay the purchaser anything, and the purchaser has to collect from the thief. The purchaser says, I bought it from you for so much and so much. And the thief claims, no, I sold it to you for less than that. Here again, the purchaser swears while holding a Sefer Torah or Tefillin, v'noitel min haganav, and he takes from the thief as much as he claimed. She'ein haganav yochel lishava, the thief is not able to swear that he sold it for less and pay less, v'pnei she'u choshed al hashvua, because since we know that he is a thief, we suspect that his swearing will also be false. Halocha vav, gonav upara b'choivoi, if he stole something and he did not sell it, but the thief gave it to his creditors in payment of a debt, gonav upara b'hakeifoi, or he stole an article and he gave it to people that he owed money to because he had taken goods from them on credit, ein bazet hakonas hashuk. In these cases, since it is not a purchase, but it is a repayment of a debt, it is receiving something in repayment of a debt, here we do not apply the decree of the marketplace, and therefore Elo habaylim noitlim hakneva beloy damim, the original owner takes back his stolen article without paying anything, v'yishoyer choyv elu al haganav kishahoyo, and now these creditors retain the debt that they had before against the thief. Mishkein ho aveda, if he took the stolen article and he put it down as a security deposit for a loan. Bein shemishkena b'yeser al damehu agapachas midamehu, regardless of whether the loan for which he put this down as security was more than the worth of the article or less than the worth of the article. In either case, habaylim noisnim lebal hamashkein, the owner has to pay the one who has received this security. V'chois reboisim din maganav. And now, the owners have to collect from the thief, have to take the thief to court. Elim kein hoya haganav mefursam, unless the thief was a known thief, k'moisha bayarnu, as we stated at the beginning of this chapter. Because in this case, in the case of putting it down as a security deposit, here we do apply the decree that they made for the marketplace. Halacha zayin, haloi keach miganav she'enei mefursam, if one purchases something from a thief who is not known to be a thief, ben shalokat mimenu shava meya b'masayim, regardless of whether of the price that he paid, even if he purchased something that's worth 100 and he paid 200, or shava masayim b'meya, or he paid it was worth 200 and he paid only 100. In either case, hareza noitel hadamim mibal habayis. In either case, he takes the full amount that he paid from the original owner, and only thereafter does he return the stolen article. This is because a decree made for the marketplace to operate, as that we have already stated in detail. And here, even though the price was not the appropriate price, nevertheless, he can collect the price from the original owner. Halochiches, hoya noisha baganov meyazuz. If someone was claiming and trying to collect from a thief 100 zuz, he was trying to collect 100 zuz that the thief owed him, the gonav, so the thief went and stole something, the hevi lebal choivoy, and he brought it and gave it back to his creditor. He gave it to his creditor. The nosan loy meya acheres, and now the creditor, having received payment of that first loan, lent him another 100. Hare hagneva choizeres lebay leho, the stolen article is returned to its original owner, the oimrim lozeh leichu tva haganav bimosayim. And we say to the creditor, we say, now you can go collect 200 from the thief. Sheloi nasata loy hameya haacheres, because when you gave him the second 100, you didn't give it to him as payment. And you cannot claim here that you have the decree of the marketplace operating in your favor, because you didn't give him the second 100 as payment for the article that he gave to you. You gave it to him, you gave it to him as a loan, just as you trusted him in the first loan, you trusted him with the second loan, even though there was no pledge or security here. Halochetes, lokach miganav she'enei mefursam b'meya, if he purchased something, a purchaser bought something from an unknown thief, from someone who was not known to be a thief, and he bought it for 100, umocha le'acha b'meya v'esrim, and then he sold it to someone else at a profit for 120, v'huka haganav, and the thief is identified, bal hagneva noisin lozeho achrin meya v'esrim, the owner of the stolen article has to pay the second purchaser 120, v'noitel gnevosoy, and he takes back the stolen article, v'choizer habal, v'noitel esrim shalschar, and now the original owner, who is out 120, he collects the 20 that of profit from the first seller, and he collects 100 from the thief, who only got 100 for the stolen article. And if it is a known thief, where the decree of the marketplace does not operate, then the original owner collects 120 from the purchaser who purchased from the thief, and now this purchaser goes ahead, and he collects the 100 that was the principal value of the article from the thief. The same law will apply if the second purchaser sold it to a third, v'hashlishi l'revi, and the third purchased it to a fourth, afilu meyo, even if there were 100 successive purchasers, shehu noitel mikol echad v'echad masha niskar, you collect from each one of them the amount of profit he made, v'noitel akeren min aganov, and the principal, or the remainder of the principal, is taken from the thief. When all of these laws operate only if it was sold before the original owner despaired of recovering it. But if it was sold afterwards, then the article is not returned to the original owner. Halacha Yud, Bal Habayis, She'enei Oser Limkoyer Eskelov, a householder, a private person, who was not in the habit of selling his utensils, the Yotzalay Shem Gneva Ba'ir, and a rumor spread in the city that he had had a theft in his house, he had had a burglary, something had been stolen, the Hikir Kalov Usvarav Biyad Acherim, and now he recognizes his own utensils or his books in someone else's possession, or it's a case where he was in the habit of selling, but these utensils of his that he recognized in the purchaser's possession are utensils that are ordinarily lent or rented out, but not sold. In either of these cases, the purchaser is not in a position to claim that he purchased them from the original owner. In Bo Edim Shezeh Kalev Shelzeh, if there are witnesses who come and testify that these utensils, they know once to have belonged to this owner, then the one in whose possession they are found, he claims that he bought them now from the thief. He is required to swear while holding a sefer Torah or tefillin, become a lokach, for how much he had purchased them, the yitl mibal habayis, and he collects this amount from the original owner, the yachzer lekalev, and he gives him back his utensils. And now the original owner has to collect the money from the thief, because here we are operating with the decree of the marketplace. If, however, the original owner was in the habit of selling utensils, and these are not the sort of utensils that one ordinarily lends or rents out, therefore the purchaser could claim that he purchased them directly from the original owner, even though there has previously already been a rumor in the city that this man sustained a theft, this original owner had something stolen from him, and these utensils are recognized as being those that had once belonged to him, they are not returned to him from the possession of the purchaser. Even though the purchaser does not claim that he bought it from these owners, he admits he purchased them from someone else, nonetheless, we suspect perhaps this original owner had sold them to someone else, and he was the one who sold them to the person in whose possession they were found. In either case, they might legally be in his possession, and therefore he does not have to return anything to the original owner. If, however, we have a clear case of a theft, it happens as follows. There were people, guests, unknown strangers who came as guests, and they slept in his house, in the house of the person from whom it was stolen. Omad v'zog b'layla, and we know that this man arose and was screaming in the middle of the night, Nignavu kelai usfarai, my utensils and my books have been stolen from me. Ubo b'nei adam umotzu machteres chatura, and people came as a result of his screaming, and they discovered that there was a tunnel dug out under the house, and they found that the people who were known to be sleeping in this man's house were on their way out, and they had bundles of utensils carried on their shoulders, and everyone says, yes, these are the utensils and the books that belong to this person. Harezen Neman, then in such a case, the owner is believed to say that these are his that were stolen from him. Even though these are utensils that are not ordinarily lent or rented, and he is in the habit of selling the utensils. Nonetheless, he is believed to say that these were stolen. V'shava zesha akelim b'yodoi b'nekitas chefetz kama hoitzi, and therefore, if these thieves had sold it to someone else, the one in whose possession they were found has to swear by holding a sefer Torah and tefillin, he has to swear how much he paid. V'yitl mibal hageneva, and he collects that now from the owner. V'yarzi, from the owner of the stolen article, the Yazir like Caleb, and he returns the stolen article to him, because here it is clear that these articles were stolen from him and that he had not sold it to someone else. Halacha Yud Beis, Ganav Shehuchzak V'Nisparsem, a thief who is known to be a thief, and everyone knows the fact that he's a thief, Shenichnas L'Teyim Beis Chaveiroi, and such a person entered someone else's house, Ve'edim Me'idim Sheyotza V'Chelim T'munim Lo'itachas K'nafav, and witnesses testify that they saw him emerging from the house with utensils hidden under the folds of his garments, Afal Pi Shehoya Shambal Habayis, even though the householder, the owner of the house, was there at the time, Vitan, and the thief claimed as follows, V'omar, and he said, Lekuchim heim biyadi, I purchased it from him. Ubal habayis oimer, and however, the owner says, Genuvim heim, they are stolen from him, from me. Nevertheless, imhoya bal habayis she'ein darki limker es kelav, if this were a householder who is not in the habit of selling utensils, ve'oisem kelav ein derech b'nei adam lahat minam, and these are not the type of utensils that people ordinarily hide in the folds of their garments, ve'ein derech oisei hamosach latznia kelav tachas knafav, and this person who is known to be a thief does not ordinarily hide his own things under the folds of his garments, had a bal habayis neman. In such a case, the original owner is believed that these were stolen from him, v'yishava b'nekitas chayfetz, and he swears by holding a sefer Torah or tefillin, v'leitil kelav, and then he's permitted to take back, he can take back his utensils. Ein odam zem mulsig b'kneiva, if however this suspected thief is not known to be a thief, ein balabayis neman, in such a case, the owner is not believed to say these were stolen. And therefore, since there is a claim here, and by rabbinical decree, we cannot relieve anyone of a claim made against him without swearing, so the one in whose possession we found these utensils, he swears because of the rabbinical decree, Shakelem Ho'elu Lekuchem B'yadei, that he had purchased them, V'hoylech, and he goes free and is not required to pay anything.